So next we're going to hear from Camilla Roos, who is a freelance journalist and a trained ecologist. She writes for The Guardian and BBC Future and is a regular presenter of The Guardian Science Weekly podcast. And she is at Camilla Roos, R-U-Z-R. C-A-M-I-L-A-R-U-Z-R.
I have a complicated name. I'm sorry. I apologise in advance.
Well, I'm a science journalist, but I also trained as a zoologist to start off with. So I know a bit about what it's like to be used as an expert in the media and also what it's like to be the person who's forced to ask all the questions that the expert doesn't really want to answer. And having seen both sides, I wanted to give some practical tips for the women who have joined the database and who kind of want to keep that momentum going. So they want to know what the next step is. And the next step is, once you have your first appearance in the media, how do you get a second one? How do you keep on appearing again and again and become one of those old men in blue suits who are always on there? And I think it comes down to one basic skill, which is, can you tell a good story? And I know that sounds a bit strange because you're an expert, which means you have a huge amount of knowledge, and you're there to just give all the details and all the knowledge that you have. But imagine for a second that you're my interviewee. So you're going to be a science expert in something really specific, like toads or whales, and you know all about their genetics, their evolution, and their weird behaviours. But at some point during that interview, I'm going to ask you a question that takes you outside of your comfort zone. So I might ask you about why aren't there enough female professors of whales, and you're going to have to reply. Or I might ask you what's going to happen in 50 years' time to fishing because of climate change. And those questions can be a little bit uncomfortable if you just think you're going to be able to rely on the knowledge and all the details that you know. But the person that can answer those questions as a journalist is the one that I'm going to be calling back again and again. So how do you do this? How do you answer those questions that take you out of your comfort zone? I was very lucky and I got to interview Sir David Attenborough, who I know is a man, but I think he's so awesome he doesn't really count. So. And I asked him quite a hard question, actually, about whether humans have personalities. Well, sorry, we do have personalities. Whether animals have personalities in the same way that humans do. And he didn't panic. It's quite controversial in zoology, that idea. So he thought for a second, and he was there in a blue suit, just as you'd imagine. And he said to me, well, I'll tell you a story. And he told me a story about spiders and the different personalities that the spiders had, and reactions to the camera during filming. So there was a shy spider, the really aggressive spider that attacked the camera, and, you know, different personalities. He had no hard evidence to back that up. He had a lot of confidence, for sure. But it was enough, because it was fascinating, and to be honest, I just wanted to know what happened to the spiders. And the reason the story was enough was because I think from my work, is that being an expert is a lived experience of the subject. It's not just about swallowing the textbook or your PhD thesis and then just regurgitating it all out. And stories are also a way of making complex things easy to understand, as you know, for the interviewer as well, who doesn't know anything about the subject, probably, and who certainly knows less than you do. So as Caroline said, I do the Guardian Science Weekly podcast quite often. And I interviewed a woman called Professor Pratibha Ghai, who I thought might be here, but I don't see her. And she works, now let me get this right, it is environmental transmission electron microscopy is what she does. Now, if ever there was a sentence made to glaze over the eyes of everybody in this room, I think that would be it. But when I asked her what on earth that meant, she just sort of looked at me and said, well, in fact, she laughed and said, well, all I do is I spend months making calculations and then I get a big drill and I go straight through the heart of a microscope that costs £1 million. That's amazing. And as an interviewer, I was hooked instantly and just wanted to know what happened next. Did you break the microscope? You know, what happened? And I mean, she didn't need to give all the pros and the cons or caveats or anything like that, because the story was just brilliant. And it showed off her expertise without, well, just in an easier, more entertaining way. So being able to tell a story rather than just answer a question, I think is quite a rare ability. But I think it's a difference between a useful interviewee and an expert that you're going to get on the show as many times as possible because they have stories like that. So I suppose my one point is that your experiences, your memories, your feelings, they're all part of your expertise. And they're more interesting than the facts quite often. And if you can weave them together and use the stories thoughtfully, then it can help you stand out from all the other experts, the old men in their suits, and make sure that you are the woman that studio is going to be calling back again and again.